This is Cynthia Coakley, Director of TRIO Programs at Shepherd University.
And I'm Jocelyn Fuentes, Assistant Director of Upper Bound.
This is the second time. This is our second five-year cycle. And I was pretty confident that we would get it. We have done an excellent job in the first five-year cycle. We met a lot of our objectives, and we worked really hard with the students. And there's a need, but I was thrilled.
I'm excited to continue working with our students for another 5 years. We were funded to serve 60 students out of the four high schools in Berkeley County. And we offer like different types of services to our students. We offer after school tutoring for them once a week at their high school. We offer Saturday sessions. They come out the campus, they get to do a day of workshops. We bring in people from the outside. We bring in college students to talk to them. We do like different types of workshops and like little skills, like soft skills that they may need. We've done time management workshops. We did communication workshop, which is like little things on how to communicate effectively with each other. We like to have a lot of fun with them. So right now we're gearing up for our summer academy, and this is where we spent most of our time with our students, is during the 6 weeks. They actually get to come out to campus. Transportation is provided by Berkeley County from the high schools to Shepherd, and for them to just be on campus and get to experience college, you know, like get to sit in a classroom and see what it looks like. Some of our courses are taught by college professors too, so they get that pre-exposure of like, what is a syllabus? What do you need? How to lay out your course material for the six weeks. And two of those weeks are spent in the dorms.
It's my opinion that they're successful because the students want to be successful. The summer gives them a head start on the classes that they'll be taking the upcoming fall. And they'll this summer have classes in a foreign language. They'll have a class in math, literature, and science. Whatever science they're going into in the fall, they'll get a head start on that this summer. And the same thing with math and literature. And then Jocelyn is very good programmatically. She has selected a special entrepreneurial component for this summer.
A lot of our younger students they like to hustle. They like to make their own money. Some of them have their own small businesses at their young age. And with this course, it will help them build like a whole business plan and working with different components on the business aspect, like marketing, commercials, like all the things that you would need to be successful in the business. They take that business plan at the end of the course, and the following year, they can enter their business plan into a competition to win a scholarship.
When you meet the Upward Bound students, because we serve them as young as 13, right out of eighth grade, they are basically babies. And then by the time they graduate from high school, they've matured. They matured a lot. And they've become self-sufficient. They know a lot more about themselves, what they want to do because of the training and the support and workshops that they get with Upward Bound. They are definitely more secure and determined to accomplish their goals of going on to college and being successful and getting a bachelor's degree, because they know that is the key to them having a good life, really. Upward Bound was one of the first three programs funded by the Higher Education Act of 1965, and has been around since that length of time, and have just produced some phenomenal people. And I have no doubt that a lot of our Upward Bound students will also be in the list of phenomenal people.